We're through into really what is the heart of the company now, is the engineering department.
Wow. So we've just stepped from the offices into an enormous space. You go through a door, it's a bit of a shock now. We're in an airplane hangar style.
It is, yeah. What you've got here is the manufacturing hall, which is 36,000 square feet in capacity. This is four times the size of what the company has had traditionally and almost three times the size of the facility that we're currently renting.
And this growth is something that's really been pushed from trade, from demand, isn't it? That you've needed this space.
It is. We've now got opportunities growing in Europe. We've got opportunities growing in Western Australia. And with the opening of our office in Houston as well, we're really fixed now to push on for international growth.
And this is all a company that began 30 years ago?
This is our 31st year of trading. Yeah, we started off very humble beginnings down in a temporary business unit down in Market Drayton in Shropshire. We moved here in the mid-1990s, and that move was necessitated by growth, but ironically brought us closer to our workforce. Most of our workforce still today are represented from Stoke-on-Trent, and even back in 1984, they were craftsmen from the good apprenticeship colleges and the other potteries industries around Stoke-on-Trent.
So we've got wooden crates here that the men are just working on getting lifted. What's going to be going inside these?
These are gas analysis systems that are going to a project in Western Australia. So these few units will be shipped today and will be making their way to Australia quite shortly. And this is a tank of, ultimately, odourant of smell, which we add to the gas network to keep the gas network safe around the UK. And these two units are ready for the Nigerians to come and inspect now, and hopefully we'll see these gone by the end of the year and they'll be in use in one of the new Nigerian gas fields.
Because the UK is fairly unique in the fact that if you imagine your cooker at home, when you flick the gas on, if you've got an old-fashioned style, you'll smell it. That's something that not all countries have.
No, that smell is actually added to keep the gas network safe. Gas around the UK is actually transported and it's odourless. It has no natural smell. Well, if you've got a gas leak at low pressure, you won't even hear it. You certainly will not see it. So in the mid-1990s, National Grid, or Transco as they were at the time, approached us and asked us to come up with a system which would add that smell. This smell is so strong, if you dropped a pipette of it in the centre spot of the Britannia Stadium, it would clear the stadium.
Really strong smell.
Very strong.
So we obviously just get that diluted into what we get pumping through our homes.
You do. This is sprayed in as an aerosol.
And you as a company have some form of monopoly, if you like, on this in the UK, don't you?
We do. We'd like to think we've got our monopoly by being good at what we do. But we are the only people in the UK that make and install these systems on behalf of National Grid.
Three different parts of history, single story, old red brick buildings that were once part of the MOD site here, to the right of that marquee metal structure, and then this brand new building that's just opened. And the part to our left, a lot of that has been the idea of Sam Clues, he's 25, and he's the grandson of the man who first started this business 31 years ago in Market Drayton. Why was it important for you to keep it here in Staffordshire, even though you're now a global company with offices in different parts of the world?
Because we've grown from this area, the original family, the foundations of the staff, all are from the local area. We've still got a handful of staff that have been with us from the beginning.
You were probably born, if you like, with a bit of a destiny. That must be quite a responsibility.
Through the family, you've always got that sense of a relationship with the company almost.
Okay.